Well, I first got interested in wanting to become an astronaut from watching a cartoon called The Backyardigans when I was around 3 years old. And basically on the show, the characters went on these imaginary missions to Mars. I wanted to be like one of their friends and go with them. And I started asking my dad all these questions. And I basically just kept asking for videos, pictures, and books and anything I could find about space and Mars. And how often would you say that you check the,
You can check it every time.
I'm just of that nature that I believe that parents should support their children in whatever their dreams are. It doesn't matter if it changes 1,000 times. It doesn't matter how crazy it is, because it doesn't get any crazier than what my kid is dreaming. And, you know, there's a great potential that she's probably going to leave this planet. Because you have to look at this. You say, is she too young to be doing some of this stuff? You know, every kid out there, if they're wanting to do whatever career it is, there's people out there who's been getting pilot's license and doing flying lessons. I mean, there's 8 and 9 year olds doing this. So, I mean, to be 17 and getting a pilot's license, I don't think it's that young at all. As far as her going off into space, like I said, space is a very dangerous thing. All it wants to do is kill you. So, you know, I worry about that. But on the other side of that, she has educated me to show how important it is for us to leave this planet for the survival of the human species. And so it's bigger than the two of us, and so I just have to let her go, and I have to let her live her dream.
Not really. We don't have, like, a space school. The weird thing, you know, about being an astronaut and things like that is you kind of have to have a job to be an astronaut as a job. You know, as you've seen, I enjoy going out and speaking to girls and inspiring them to follow their own goals, and also, you know, advocating for, you know, the mission to Mars in general. It is reasonable for us to go just because we have the technologies to get there. We have all the components, and in 15 years is 2033, which is the projected year for a mission to Mars. I hope to be a part of that mission and going off to Mars and working in the field of astrobiology and hopefully finding something interesting on Mars.
更多听力，请访问51voa.com。